May 14th, 2024, special board meeting and regular board meeting.
Welcome to the May 14th, 2024 regular town board meeting. Can I get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. Stand for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Set future meetings and workshops. Item number one, I don't think we have anything for that right at this moment, do we? Anybody? Item two, motion to accept and approve the minutes for the town board meeting on April 9th, 2024 as submitted.
What was it?
I was absent.
This is Mark and Pat.
Yes.
Yep.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item, the next item is a public comment period, solely for questions that pertain to items on the agenda. Would anybody like to approach the board? Item number three, old business. We had our attorneys look into refunding tournament fees for rainouts. At their suggestion, the town will work with them to revise the field use request form. Our attorneys have advised that refunding Chris Grizio the 2023 fees or allowing for a credit should not be interpreted as a gift. Scrinzio paid $3,075 for the tournament that was washed out and no games were played at all. Jeremy advised that the town did incur a cost that day of $500. There is a motion to credit Chris Scrinzio for $2,575 for the rainout of his 2023 tournament towards a 2024 tournament.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carried. Next, the tax time is over, and the town clerk's office has had to get up to speed. Overtime is no longer necessary. Looking for a motion to discontinue authorization of overtime hours in the clerk's office.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item four, change order five. We discussed this briefly, and I think that we need to table this until we get more information on it.
Can you clarify that we discussed it in an attorney-client session?
In an attorney-client session. Item number five, Recreation Department request. The board received information from Jeremy about the Big Three basketball camp. This is a town program which has run for 4 years, and we have paid a coach a stipend to serve as a director. We've all gotten the information about this camp, and it ran last year at a loss of $830 to the town. We have some conversation on this.
I'll start off. I'm not opposed to Coach Vasek running this camp. I think it's a great opportunity for the kids to have a program. I was concerned last year when I was aware of the other opportunities kids in the town were going to have for free of charge It wasn't weather dependent. I was concerned that it was going to lose money, and it certainly did lose money. I still think he can run the camp. I think the ask is that the town pay coaches and buy shirts regardless of registration fees. So there's a potential for a loss again. You know, anyone running a camp for a fee this year is also at a disadvantage. We happen to live in a community where we have a great this school district that has the ability to provide so many opportunities for families free of charge that I feel that families are going to choose to spend money. Again, I'm not opposed to Coach Vass running this camp. Is there a different way to run this camp where it's not going to cost the town $830 or anywhere in that range? Like, can he do a rental fee, pay for his own fees, keep whatever's left over? But it's just a discussion. Again, I'm not opposed to the camp. I'm opposed to the town taking a loss on that camp. That's all. Because there's got to be a better way to fund it.
So on the coin flip of that, I think, again, Councilman, you and I have discussed this.
We have.
Between each other, we are going to just agree to disagree or have different views on some of this. On the other side of this is exactly what we hired our rec director to do, is to run our own camps, to bring in programs to the town. Right now, the majority of these programs and camps are run by outside entities. If this camp is a giant success and we have 50 more kids sign up, well, then we ran and we made a profit and the town keeps that profit. So this is the risk of running it. So now, instead of allowing somebody to come in, rent our fields, and they potentially would make a giant profit on it, that we always are going back and forth on discussion here. Again, I don't look at putting together any of these programs that we should be making money on them. We have to sustain and operate. So the loss is a concern. But just like everything else that we do and provide for the residents, it does cost us money. And last year, I know we hired Jeremy not too long before this camp started. We didn't advertise it as we should have. We're ahead of that already this year to advertise it. It's a program that's run longer than the school's programs. I know the school hasn't announced theirs yet. So with that being said, I would like the support to see this program ran again at the town's power. Yes, it was $800 of a loss last year, but we did have some factors into that. This could be a home run and make the rec some money as well. But either way, even if we lost money, I would be okay with providing a program that gets youth outside, provides a couple summer jobs to students or former students, and yes, a teacher here does run it in the meantime here as well as the director. The total cost of this isn't a giant cost, even if we lost on it. So that's what they got.
So has the time period changed? How many days does this camp?
It's like 3 weeks in the month of July, I think, right?
It's like 3 or 4 weeks. I think it's 4 weeks. Could sign up. It's relatively user-friendly. You can sign up for just a week, just a couple weeks. You can sign up for the whole thing and get a discount. So again, to run a program for a month long to get kids out on the basketball courts, using the fields, et cetera, the courts, et cetera, if it costs us $800 to get 25 kids, again, that's not a number, it's just giving an example, to get out, use the fields, learn a skill. Well, I think that's some of our tax dollars spent towards a good program.
Mark, I agree with you, because whether it's 10 kids or 200 kids, you know, I think based on our community, what we're supposed to do is to give opportunity for the kids to be able to do something. You know, we don't always have something for everybody to do, but I think it's money still well spent in case somebody, you know, there's not much going on that week or whatever else, but I agree with you.
And again, just to clarify for everybody, this is a fee that is charged for the kids. The parents or the kids do pay to provide this one. It's just we didn't take enough money to cover our total cost of the jerseys and the
what is the kids pay?
What's the fee for each? What's the fee, Jeremy?
If they do the whole thing, it's $175,
yeah,
right?
Depends what they choose on.
Or $50 a week.
$50 a week, yeah.
So, I forget the hours, like 8 hours.
All mornings.
Yeah, so it's like, so if you paid by week and you paid for 4 weeks, it's $200, but if you do all, if you sign up and pay ahead, it's $175.
What happens if it rains?
You normally just
go. How do we figure? What do we? How do we figure breaking even, or how do we figure the salaries of whoever's working?
So he said his number. So the salaries are established. It's in everybody's email, I believe. So the big three runs this way. The director is $1,200 for the summer. The assistant director is $900 for the summer, and the assistant coach is $600 for the summer. So the total of all that obviously is 21 for the two. If there's 24 more kids, you need the assistant coach. Otherwise, it can be ran with the director and the assistant director. So with two coaches total, we need 12 kids at 175 to break even. Again, we're out ahead of it now. Really think we can get that. If we don't, then I will hold my cards and say, yes, it's a program that we've tried twice. We got out ahead of it this time. It's in conjunction with the school. We should fold it. But right now, and I know you said this last year, we look forward, there's definitely some extenuating circumstances with the program.
Does it run at the same time that the school program runs?
Yes.
Simultaneously or no?
Some of them, but I don't believe that the school program runs for the entire month, does it?
It does.
It does.
But it's okay. I mean, again, I'm not trying to say this program shouldn't run. And here's, I wouldn't want you to fold your cards, because all that money that the school is providing right now this year for people to do these classes, this is the last year of it. So then don't fold your cards if it doesn't work out. Next year, there's going to be people looking for options for their children, and they will pay. The problem is, if, when you see that list that has come out, and teachers are people, creatures of habit, there are offerings, and we're just going to be in competition with so many free of charge opportunities that I don't know if people will pay, but that's a gamble, and maybe it's the wrong way to look at it. I don't want to hold it back. I mean, if it's a service we provide, it's a service we provide.
And what I'm really looking at, and I'm really hoping our rec director can redirect this, is I believe that the school programs aren't available to the younger kids.
Grades 3 through 12.
Correct. So our programs are available to first graders, second graders, third graders. So that's where we should be pushing to get these kids to get our 12 to meet our minimum. While you're correct, the other students can take advantage of the free programs. Our first, second, and third graders across four elementary schools don't have that option. So to get 12 kids to potentially sign up for this across four elementary schools, I know Jeremy's ahead of it. I know the school is willing to advertise it, which didn't get done last year, correct?
The athletic director approved them that Monday. School was done on Thursday.
Yeah, so we
had to get it all out.
So parents for first, second, and third graders didn't know about this except for 4 days in advance. We're going to get out ahead of this potentially tonight to advertise it. And again, that's where I would say that we should put it to kids that don't have the chance to go play it. Again, to have 12 kids to break even. I'm comfortable. And again, I respect your position. Councilman Nunn is obviously very educated with thought behind it. So again, sometimes we just agree to disagree.
Anybody else? Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve the Big Three basketball camp as provided.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Newman.
No.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Next, Jeremy would like to hire two more seasonal laborers at the park. Looking to make for a motion here to hire Jake Carpenter and John Lampier, each at the rate of $15 an hour, pending successful completion of pre-employment physicals, background checks.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number six, assessor's office hire. Members of the town board were able to interview candidates for this position, senior assessment clerk. Looking for a motion to hire Matthew Espy as senior assessment clerk at a salary of $43,500 pending successful completion of a pre-employment physical and background check to start on or about May 30th.
So moved.
I don't support it at that salary. Just the discussion, I would support that hiring at the rate of $45,000. There's many reasons behind that. I've had long conversations with our department head, considerations for who that candidate is, where that candidate is coming from. It's budgeted for this year. It's a different title than the other clerks. So I would make a motion to hire him at the rate of $45,000 with all the same stipulations that you provided.
There's a motion on the floor for $43,500.
I don't believe we got a second, so it would be a perfect take.
Oh, Charles.
I personally am not, I don't know if we should talk about this or not in open session. Yes, no?
The budget item.
I don't support that salary. We had two interviews, and he was actually my choice. And at $45,000, that's $4,000 more than a clerk that has been here for 3 years is making. This gentleman has said that he would work, come to work for the town at $43,500. Was more than happy to. To be perfectly honest, it could be looked at again at budget time. And I think that would be in our best interest to do that. That's my reasoning for what I've got here.
So my reason behind...
You also hired, we were going to hire a different person. That person was not offered that money. And the person that we were going to hire accepted... the budget money of $43,500, which is where she is now, to stay there by where her kids are and her own, up in where she came from. So would she have come here for the $45,000? And she was the original choice. And I don't think it's fair to give to one, not to the other.
So that candidate rescinded the offer of what was provided at that time. They are now not in this consideration. To punish somebody that deserves that pay and is qualified for that pay, performs a different title has a different title than the other clerks that you're comparing to, and to hold them back because we need to adjust the pay of all our employees on that side, and I've said that in discussion, we shouldn't hold back from one because we're behind the times on some. This is a budgeted item. It's a different title. It's a different line. If you want to pay them as a clerk, or if we want to pay them as a clerk, we should eliminate senior clerk of the assessors because it's in that case no different.
So what are the differences based on the actual job contingency of differences of clerk? So of this guy that we're going to hire, want to hire.
I don't know what he's doing in the village, except you know, he's being moved from station to station in the village. I know that.
But he's got more credentials than the others, as far as previously. What other credentials?
He didn't have any more than the first candidate. Would you agree?
Again, I abstain from the first candidate. Now that she's out of it, I'll speak. So I won't go on that part. But again, that person has rescinded their offer. And we're having a discussion of that. If somebody else wants to put $43,500 back on the table, I'm just here. We're hiring department heads. We sit here and say we support our department heads. Our department heads are going to be here a lot longer than we are. We have a department head that is very loyal, very knowledgeable, and knows what she needs to work on her department. It's a budgeted item. She's justified to all of us why that person deserves that. And that's why I made the motion. The $45,000 is warranted for that position in that office. We are comparing apples to oranges. If we're going to go across the board on clerks, there. If you don't agree that the clerks are paid correctly on the other clerk side, you're right, we should address that at budget time. But right now, we have the time to fix that and hire somebody at that rate, at a good rate.
I've been back and forth with saying Jesse and Lee both in office, or running between their offices the other day, because I can see both arguments. I can see both arguments, but what I found, Jesse said they reached out to the gentleman, and he's willing to walk in here at 43.5. If he's willing to accept that, that's why I brought the motion up. If he's willing to accept 43.5. You know, if he held out for 45, I would probably go with 45, because I don't want to lose somebody. He seems pretty qualified. Comes like a smart young man. And I hate to lose out on a good candidate for $1,500. But once again, if he's willing to come in here at 43.5, and we can revisit it, and I certainly will, come budget time, I think that 43.5 would be fair. Fair to him. He said he would accept that. And I understand Lee wanted to take care of your employees and stuff, and I understand that too, but let's get him on board, see how he does, and revisit it at budget time. So that's why I changed my mind a half dozen times, just tonight, but I mean, I can see both sides of the point.
And just one other fact, I would look at where that current person's employment is right now, and what the tentative budget for that line item is for next year, and the 45 doesn't touch that. So I wouldn't guarantee that they take it or not. We thought that the other person would too, and called back and they declined and took an offer at their other municipality.
Well, it's my understanding that this gentleman has been contacted and said he would accept the 43.5. That's where my change of heart came in. Is that correct, Jess?
I wasn't told that, so I guess I that was information you just gave out.
Okay, well that's my understanding.
Whose responsibility, I guess, ultimately was it to off talking about the position, talking about pay? Was it our department head, or did you call and talk to him, I guess, to make that offer?
I didn't talk to him.
Okay.
I was at the interview with him and with the other girl and with the third candidate.
Okay.
I have plenty of phone tag on, so I wasn't able to tell you.
What we said was, I believe, and if somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but what we said was that our salary range was between, I think it's 41.6 if they're making it, 45 was the range that we had to work with.
I guess that's where I bet everything out. I'm not going to get a second at the $45,000. I'll rescind it.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't realize we were. Oh. I think we had discussion before even as
we did. So I would still leave my motion on the table then for the hiring him at the $45,000 with all the stipulations that are required. Again, we're tripping over $1,500 here. Here we can finally. It's a different title. Let's set that at the right rate, at a higher rate, support a new employee. And if we feel that the other salaries are too low, then we hammer that out either in a budget adjustment or we handle it out of budget time.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Noonan.
Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
No. Item number 7, Zoning Board of Appeals. We had a resignation from the Zoning Board. Would the town clerk please read the letter from Mr. Elms?
Jesse A. Fish, Jr., Town Supervisor. I understand there is an open seat on the Zoning Board. I'm currently an alternate for the Planning Board. The seats are all full for the Planning Board at this time. I would like to be considered for the open seat on the Zoning Board. I have a great deal of experience with zoning. Thank you for your consideration.
Looking for a resolution to appoint Kevin Elms to the Zoning Board of Appeals to fill an unexpired term of Matt Manning, which expires December 31st of 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Again, I know Kevin comes with a background here. I'm not sure where we got this. It looks like the candidate signed it. Oh, there we go, the 25th. I didn't get a chance to speak with Danielle. I'm going to butcher her last name, but we did have another candidate requesting to be on the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals, and had their application in early as well. Did anybody get a chance to interview Danielle?
Are you talking about the secretary?
Didn't even know there was one.
Is that what the...
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It says Planning and Zoning Board.
She didn't write Planning and Zoning Secretary. She wrote Planning and Zoning Board.
Okay.
That was a candidate for the Planning and Zoning Secretary, and she rescinded her application.
Okay. Copy that. That's what I was doing. All right, then I rescind my statement, and sounds like we got for a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Advisory Task Force. The board has been given a proposed slate of names for the Advisory Task Force as outlined by newly retired Zoning Administrator Jim Martin. Councilman Donahue and I will serve on the task force as non-voting members. As I have heard no objections to this slate of names, I would like a motion to appoint the following individuals to the task force. Gerald Endall, Bradley Tuhill, Sandy Mahoney, Lauren Sullivan, Lisa Ostrander, Darren Tracy, Maureen Jackson, Ed Smith, and either Alan Oppenheim or Dan Galusha, who will be appointed to one seat, and if one can't make the meeting, the other will. And why those two involved is because they are actually owners in our industrial park, and they can't always be here for a meeting, so one or the other will represent that particular group of people. So nobody has any questions. Is there any discussion that anybody wants on this?
Will those two last ones just have one vote together so that we don't
these
have
two?
To split?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Need a motion?
Yeah.
Motion to appoint.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Cross-section of different people in town, property owners, business property owners and stuff, so I think it's going to be looks like a well-rounded task force, so I think it will really help us. We're not planning on helping people in town through this process, so I think this is a great list of people.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable with it. Looks like we're going to be, Josh has worked really well to put together the scope of the task force is going to be. We did not take away credit from Jim Martin either. So I believe that we've reviewed a good scope of what this task force will need to be looking at. And I agree with your statement.
I agree.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, our Building and Planning and Development Coordinator, Josh Westfall, has presented a proposed scope of work for the Advisory Task Force. He emailed this to the town board. I'd like a motion to approve this scope of work for the task force.
You have reached your destination.
Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. for right now. Item 10, Reed Antis is requesting membership to the Association of Public Historians of New York. This will be an asset for the town in terms of gathering information and networking. Looking for a motion to pay for an APHNY membership at the cost of $50 to come out of account. A7510.4.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item 11. Eternal Order of Eagles, 2486, located on Main Street, is hosting the 2024 State Convention. The town has been approached about placing an ad in the convention book. Any discussion on this? If not, looking for a motion to approve.
How much was it for the ad?
They go full page, 150, half page, 75. And a business card ad is $40.
I would make a motion to advertise on the full page at $150.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Second public comment period. Please come to the podium, state your name. You'll have 5 minutes to address the board. I ask you to be respectful to everyone. We will not tolerate personal attacks. Would anybody like to speak at the board?
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. I guess the first thing I want to talk about was agenda number 4, County Sewer Connection. I see this as the 5th one, and I know you've tabled it, but there were no supporting documents on the website as of this afternoon. My concern is, as I thought about one that was a couple of months ago, I forget the number it was. It was the one with Fortsville Road, where it was 230 grand or something like that. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get an answer to that question. My question was, where is that money coming from? Which fund? Maybe I should just get to the point. I don't believe any of these change orders dealing with the sewer district or its extension should come from the general fund, if that's in the plans or in the works. Okay.
All the money that's done for this project comes from the project.
Okay, good. That was my major concern because of obvious reasons. Because it's only benefiting people that are responsible. Property owners in those districts are responsible. I don't think the public should be chipping in. When you, as these task force meets, maybe somebody could relay a kind of a crazy thing that I would propose, that they examine and review the possibility of eminent domain procedures. I don't really know a lot about the industrial park's origination. So even though I was a property owner up here, even during those initial years, I don't understand why any of the parcels were sold to speculators. Maybe it was just to bring some revenue in to help with the budget, but I think that property, what was given to the town for the proposed industrial park, if I'm wrong, please correct me, but I think my opinion is that it should have stayed in the town's hands so that it had control over whether and who it would sell to the project, because obviously, as going around in circles here, you know, the residential's grown up around there and all that kind of stuff. So I would ask that the task force maybe examine the feasibility of doing that. Because on top of that, the people who have bought those as speculation over the years, some of them had over 20 years to get business in there. So I think there are opportunities passed. The other thing I wanted to talk about on this zoning study that you're doing real quickly, and I brought this up to Mr. He retired, Dear Martin. I brought it up to him about 4 years ago. I wrote him a letter. Everything west of the Northway is now zoned R2. The thing is, just about everything over there is one-family homes. Lots of new developments, lots of new houses, lots of expensive houses. So I would hope that somebody would relay the message to them also to consider changing all of those properties that are R2 into R1, single-family homes. Just an idea of mine.
Can I just say something real quick?
Sure.
Also over there, there's a light industrial manufacturer just over there. Where Cranesville is, where Rats, is that what you're talking about? Just on the other side of the north one?
No,
that whole side of Route 9 is industrial manufacturing.
North of 9.
West of the Northway overpasses, well, the Northway itself. Yeah. All of those properties over there.
North of Spire Falls.
Yeah, no, be west.
Yeah, so west, not north, because right south. I got it. Well, the Northway kind of does that.
Yeah, anything, because west of the Northway, for instance, they won't run natural gas lines, water lines, for obvious reasons. So I just thought for years ago that maybe to protect the people that have invested in their one-family homes, that it be officially switched over. Nothing wrong with duplexes and everything, but you know, the majority are one-family homes, and they were built and maintained that way. So I probably got off my 5 minutes anyway, so thank you.
But those will be public meetings, right? They'll be public meetings, and you can attend.
Absolutely.
You can attend those meetings as well and share their thoughts.
Yep. Anybody else? Agenda item 12, committee reports. Anybody got anything?
Yeah. About Pat and myself, we've been in contact with Jim Martin, who was the district attorney last week, and Josh is his replacement. As far as trying to get the solar law wheels moving again, Jim and Josh looked over the draft that we had from 7 years ago, and they plugged in some new stuff to address some of the questions and some of the issues that stalled it a couple of years ago. And so Josh is still working on it. He's still plugging some stuff in. We hope to get his thoughts and his idea down on paper and get it to everybody on the board. And hopefully before the next meeting that so everybody can look it over. And maybe we can get a workshop scheduled and get back on track getting the solar law in the books. That's where we're at with that. The other thing is the transfer station. I'm still looking into there's another company that takes TVs. We're having a problem down there with people dumping TVs. And Elots is one company I dealt with. I'm waiting for a call back from that gentleman, but I got the other day the name of another company. So I want to contact them before next week. I'll have more information on that. I got to talk with Fred Mark here about recycling paint down there. We'd like to try to, there's a company that does that. Try to get that as something that our president could take advantage of. Now, I know there are places, but they're running out of places for people to take TVs and stuff. The same thing, there's places that take the paint. But you know what? I want to make it easy for our residents when they come to the transfer station, have those things there. Because somebody might not want to go to Queensbury for the TV and it ends up on the side of the road somewhere. So we'd like to really get that going and have that opportunity for our residents to have somewhere to take those things. So I'll have something more on that next week.
Just for rec items, I'll share some of the other good things that our rec director is here has going, and he can jump in if he wants. BOCES is continuing to work really well, clearing the field. Thank you to our highway superintendent that's sitting there as well for bringing in, I believe, all the rubble staged there, right?
Yeah.
Stone base is staged there, so our parking lot should be going in really quickly. Both opening days went out very well. I know the supervisor joined me there throughout the first pitch.
we had a good turnout for that. I'll let the Little League, they'll have some very exciting news to go with some state funding that they've received, some projects, but I'll let them come and share that good news to the board themselves. So there's a lot of good things going on down at the rec. Jeremy, if you want to bring us through on, let's put you on the spot, the scheduling over there on the boys' side, what's kind of the next step over there?
So they have a rodeo for the next couple of days. They do every year, where they do equipment challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
And they feel the next 2 weeks they should be able to lay it down and get it finished.
Awesome.
So it's probably about a week and a half away before they start getting it down. But you took the words of the mouth. I want to thank Chris. Every time I call Chris, he's always willing to help our department every single time. From the red clay to rubble to, it doesn't matter. Chris's team is always here to help us. Just, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And we've had a lot of, and I won't forget most of them, we've had a lot of organizations and church organizations, community organizations, and youth sports out in our park, really helping our staff to get the park looking nice for the year. So we thank all of them as well.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, there's a couple more things there too. The ribbon cutting, right? Isn't there some stuff going on? One is that AMW, what's the restaurant there that's going to have a ribbon cutting? Grand Opening. Mr. Bills. Right. And the other one is the state, is it Monroe State Park opening up another concession stand there? So those are a couple things that are going to be coming up also. So
they're opening up the concession stand again, and JD can tell you about the ribbon cutting.
Oh, yeah, but Mr. Bills, I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce. The president of the Chamber has kind of encouraged all of us members to be there for the grand reopening of Mr. Bills this Saturday. It's 11:30, everybody's welcome. They did not send out an invitation for the entire board. I guess there was some confusion there. She asked me, as a member of the chamber, to invite Jesse to come over and cut the ribbon. But anybody who wants to come on down, is welcome to everybody. But that's how Jesse got invited, was through me as a member of the chamber. So nobody was left off an invitation. It's all good.
He sent hot dogs.
Yeah, we got 98 cent hot dogs. It should be a fun morning.
Let's put it this way, you need a lot more 98 cent hot dogs than I get $2.50 hot dogs. I don't know what it is about how they fill me up so quick.
Thanks, JD.
Thank you. Supervisor's items, item 13. We need to verify a vote from April 23rd meeting. Motion to purchase 4 rolls of 17.5-foot road fabric and 1 roll of 12 foot 5 road fabric from Albany Windwater coming out of account A7140.4 not to exceed the cost of $1,637.87.
So moved.
Second.
And I believe that was for the parking lot down at the rec. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'll let the board know that last Friday we had a leak in a pipe downstairs, and it was leaking onto the floor and starting to run under one of the walls. Shut it off. There's a shutoff down there that was fortunately ahead of it for the weekend. And Anrodnack P&M was called, and they're the ones that fixed the heating system for us this year. And they were called, and they were here Monday morning by 7:30, cut the pipe, made the repairs, and the exact dollar amount I don't have, but we will have that and approve it for approval at the next board meeting. Tom Clerk and I were able to interview candidates. We've had an issue with our planning and zoning secretary positions for minutes. We're over a year behind each one of them. Liz, my clerk, put some stuff out on Facebook. We've had on the town website for over a year, 2 years for this position, and nobody applied. And we ended up with about four or five people that applied over Facebook and came in. And we interviewed them. And it seems that the best idea right now, we've got 2 good candidates that Aaron and I kind of agreed on. And
We'll put one at zoning and one at planning. And I'm looking for a motion to appoint Diana Cordlew Harrison as the Planning Board Secretary and Deborah Hayden as the Zoning Board Secretary. Each will receive a stipend of $100 for each set of draft minutes that are submitted per previous town board resolution. And what they will also do is pick up over the last year. They'll start with current ones and keep them current, pick up our behind ones, so to speak, as they go along so that we get everything caught up.
Are they going to be paid for the ones that they're doing from the previous meetings as well?
Absolutely. That's what I want to make sure.
I don't recall their names, but I make a motion to approve those hires. I apologize.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. And this afternoon, we were told that the carpenter bees are back in the entryway. We'll get a hold of somebody tomorrow so we can do a get rid of them. Executive session, I think we already had one of them. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I was going to say we're not going to get a second on that.